flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
It's time for
Would You Rather Wednesday.
Would you rather Juan Soto or Would you rather have a pet monkey or a mini pig? Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
On Jones and Keith.
The choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. I think you can get with this because this is where it's at. You can get with this.
Jones and Keith, Would You Rather Wednesday. Here on WEEI. It's also a Celtics Wednesday. We're going to talk to Terp, Justin Turpin, WEEI.com. He'll join us at high noon.
All right, Terp.
What's wrong with the Celtics?
Oh, boy.
You know, Terp's been coming in the last couple of weeks and saying, guys, I figured they'd be sorting things out by now.
Yeah, no.
I didn't think they'd still be in a funk.
Another opportunity tonight. That's the good thing about the basketball and hockey season. You can't dwell on a loss too long, Jones, because you can get right back out there.
I don't know if you want to queue up our brag of the day, brag of the week.
Yeah, why? What do you got?
I'll be at the Celtics game tonight.
Oh, stop it.
No way.
You're going to be at the game tonight?
Yeah. What do you think that means? Win or a loss?
I don't know. Have you gone to any games this year?
No. Last game I went to a game last year. They throttled OKC.
You and I went to a Bruins game together this year, Bragg. They won that one.
Good point. Yeah. They did win that.
They're 1-0.
So they're 1-0 with the Jones and Keefe show teams are 1-0 with the Jones and Keefe show in the Garden this year.
So maybe bet accordingly, although they are 14.5-point favorites.
So which star player's getting benched? Because isn't that when Pasternak got benched?
Yes, Pasternak got benched in the third period of that game. Yeah. Jim Montgomery's still clinging to his job at that point.
Mm.
And didn't have it much longer, actually.
So I'll give you first-hand report.
Yeah, that'd be great.
From, you know.
You'll be right there.
High up in the guard. I'm not going to be sitting
on your
way
up.
Seats.
Yeah, Gino?
Yeah, you know, I'll be up there.
Okay.
Me and all the Ginos.
The other creeps.
We'll be doing that tonight.
Great.
But we'll talk to Tarp. What's wrong with the Celtics? I thought Mego had some interesting stuff this morning on Jeff Lurie as a potential owner of the Boston Celtics. We can dive into that, too, coming up at high noon on a Celtics Wednesday. But it's also Would You Rather Wednesday. What do we got today, Billy?
First one up, would you rather A.J. Brown or Devonta Smith or Travis Kelce and Xavier Worthy?
Ooh, which two pass catchers? Also, Dallas Goedert's been pretty good for Philly.
I would
view those two guys as the top two guys.
So despite just defending Travis Kelce.
Yeah.
I just think there's too much of a drop from those two Eagles receivers to Xavier Worthy, who's been really good.
Coming off a great game.
He is, and he's used in a variety of ways. The Eagles' passing game is not overwhelming, but, you know, take everything else out of it. These are the two players I get. I'd rather have A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith than Travis Kelce, greatest tight end of all time.
You love him.
And Xavier Worthy, who I also like, that Eagles duo.
Yeah.
is, I think, at this point in their careers, better. So I'll take that.
I think A.J. Brown's the best of the four players, so I'm going to automatically kind of side there. Plus, I like Devontae Smith. He's in a great spot because he doesn't have to be the true number one, but I guarantee you he's going to have some slick catch on the sideline or some big play in the game. Hurts, like you said, doesn't always have to throw the ball a ton because of the running game that they have, but I think those two guys at this stage, they're both in their primes. I would take those two.
Yeah, so we agree on that one. Yep. What else, Billy?
Would you rather Pete Carroll or Brian Flores as your head coach?
So I do not hate the Pete Carroll hire. I actually think for that organization, it's a pretty good hire. You know, I would have preferred they had Ben Johnson. I would have preferred they had Mike Vrabel, to be honest. I'm not saying Pete Carroll's the best hire of the offseason. I don't hate that hire. The answer is still Brian Flores, I'm stunned that Brian Flores, I mean, I know why. He's not getting interviews. He's suing the league. That's completely unfair. But I understand that that's what's holding him back. It should be Brian Flores. He should get another job.
Yeah, I don't hate Pete Carroll, but I just look at him and his age and all the talk out of there. It's like, oh, he's like a bridge coach. Like, you're going to hire a bridge coach? And then what? Like, is there a guarantee they're going to pass the baton? Like a Belichick Mayo pass baton right. pass. Like, wouldn't you rather have a guy that, if you do build some success, might actually be there? So it might take a while. So the Raiders, when they brought John Gruden back the second time around, it took him to like year four to actually turn him around and go to the playoffs.
Pete'll be 77.
77.
Turning things around.
And they're like, maybe they finally get back to the playoffs. And they're like, we got to find a new coach.
Yeah.
And then what? Like, who are you going to find? It's going to be the same kind of idea. Are you going to look for another bridge coach? Like, when the Texans hired that old dude.
You don't always have to be swinging for a home run, though. And the Raiders have just had so many different hires and burned through so many different coaches. Like, if you can get two.
Antonio Pierce was a stupid hire.
If you can get two or three competent years out of Pete Carroll.
Yeah.
You know, that's not like a home run hire, but getting things back on the rails there, I think, is important. I think Pete can do that.
I think Flores would have been a better hire because you're already going
agreed.
On defense.
Agreed.
I think Flores would work with Tom Brady, certainly. Plus, Flores has that, you know, Flores versus the league thing. So did Tom freaking Brady. Like, those guys can have that in relation.
How do you think Brady and Flores are? You said they'd work well together. Wasn't part of the lawsuit and why the Dolphins lost picks for tampering with Brady is because Brady and Sean Payton were going to be a package deal in Miami, and they were shoving Flores out the door.
So I don't know how much Ross.
Those two might not be good.
Maybe you're not. I don't know if Stephen Ross was just like, I want Brady and I want Sean Payton. And like, was Tom Brady the one to be like, I need Sean Payton? Or is he just like, I'll get out of it. I don't want to be with Bill anymore, so I'll go down. Yeah, maybe it's muddier than I thought.
I'd have to refamiliarize myself. No, I agree with you. The answer
is Flores. What if you weren't the Raiders, though? What if you were just in a vacuum? Who would you rather have?
I mean, look, the answer again is Flores. I like Carroll. I wouldn't like Carroll at every spot, though, to your point. I do like him for the Raiders.
Okay.
And Bill Belichick greater than Pete Carroll as a head coach. That's not a hot take. But I think the game hasn't passed by Pete like it feels like it's passed by Bill.
Yeah,
maybe,
we'll see.
Maybe because he's younger. Right, we'll see. I mean,
he had a couple of bad defenses.
Pete's last year in Seattle was bad. Yeah. And so he had a bad year in there, just like Bill had a bad year at the end. It feels more to me, and I guess we'll find out, that the game has passed Bill by. I don't think it's passed by Pete in the same manner, but Bill greater than Pete Carroll. I'm not going to argue with that.
Yeah.
One more name just to throw at you. I know this isn't on the list. You surprised Spagnuolo doesn't get any interviews?
No.
Why?
Well, he's an older guy, and Pete Carroll's
an old guy.
No, I know, but Pete Carroll has a Super Bowl win as a head coach. Steve Spagnuolo is not a good head coach.
Spagnuolo, somebody should just bite the bullet. I'm not sure he'd be a good head coach either. He might just be a great coordinator. Somebody should bite the bullet and hire him away from Kansas City just a week in Kansas City. Somebody should do that.
Steve Spagnuolo as a NFL head coach.
He had one decent year with the Rams, didn't he?
If you think 7-9,
no, but that was we've talked about this before with McDaniels. Wasn't that the Bradford rookie year, and you kind of felt like maybe they were onto a little something?
So Steve Spagnuolo went 1-15.
That's bad.
Then 7-9.
That's not bad.
And then 2-14.
That's bad.
And then as an interim with the Giants, he went 1-3. So I don't know. I just look at a guy who's 65 years old himself. He, to me, is the perfect example of, like, nasty coordinator, no-thanks head coach.
Somebody needs to they need to draw straws, and somebody just needs to hire him and be like, we're not going to let Kansas City keep doing this.
Good point. We got to weaken them because he's a huge part. Yeah,
was Terp or Nick or Billy telling me this? Did somebody on Afternoons yesterday?
I thought I heard either Hart or Ted say it.
The Bills should hire Spagnuolo.
Yeah.
Fire
just
McDermott,
to get him away.
Just to get him away from the Chiefs. That's a good. I wasn't even thinking about like a competitive team like that. I was thinking about a team with a vacancy. But
I don't hate that.
He should. he should get another job.
Do you think
I'm not sure he'd be good at it, but he should get one.
I say I wouldn't, but I wonder if also you got to wait till the bitter end to hire him too, because his team's always in it till the Super Bowl. Maybe these teams just are like, I would rather get a head start
for a 65-year-old guy who wasn't a good first-time coach. Fair point. What's next, Billy?
Would you rather the Celtics make a move before the trade deadline next week or stand pat?
I never want to stand pat. I hope they make a move. They're limited in the scope of move they could make.
Yeah.
But they should do some maneuvering at the back end of their roster and not just sit on your hands and expect you're good. They should make a move. I don't think they're going to make a sizable move or a seismic move, maybe is what I'm thinking of. But they should do something to tweak the roster. Yeah.
I mean, if it's nobody outside their top nine, let's say, I don't even know if it counts. So I would say no. I would say keep the group that you have. They need to figure it out with this group. I don't think you can find somebody that is available, considering their, you know, financial constraints, that is going to crack the lineup. Like, if everybody's healthy, you got your bigs, you got your wings, you got your guards, like, and you got your guys off the bench. Like, I don't think there's anybody out there. You know, otherwise you'd be looking for like a Sam Hauser type or like a Peyton Pritchard type or like. You got those guys.
They have those boxes checked.
I think they do, so I probably wouldn't make a move.
I forget. Turp can explain this, but I believe they're reined in on even the veteran buyout guys they can get. Like, they can't bring in...
Yeah, there's different rules.
They
yeah.
can't bring in a buyout player who makes a salary of more than, like, $13 million, something like that,
that's why there's
million.
A lot of smoke about Jaden Springer, who barely plays and has, like, a decent enough contract. They could dump him and then maybe
save money against the luxury tax. Like, if you're... So that I don't really care. If it's just bookkeeping... I don't really care about that. If it's actually making a move to try to supplement the depth of your bench.
Would that allow you to then get like a veteran minimum, maybe, is my point?
Maybe that would change that number. I see what you're saying.
Bless her.
So there you go. That's the Celtics.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's our last one, Billy?
Would you rather go on a game show of your choice or a reality show of your choice?
So I've talked about this on the air before. I wanted to be on The Real World so bad. I auditioned for The Real World, tried out, sent in tapes, did the whole thing.
Wait, did you actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Do we have those tapes?
It's probably very embarrassing. I even got a call from MTV.
That was the question.
Wow.
So I was
talk
like,
about brag of the week. Yeah. Callback from MTV.
I got a call from MTV, which went nowhere.
Yeah, but
went
still.
Went absolutely nowhere. So I was like 22, right after college. Like, the first thing I did after college was like audition for The Real World because I wanted to be on The Real World Challenge.
Oh, so
more
was...
so than even Real World. So there's like a gateway. I'm like, if I get on this show,
then
I could work my way into that show.
It was a long play.
Yeah. Now I'm old, though, so I wouldn't be good at that. I still, though, the Traitors. I think I'd rather be on the Traitors than...
You got to be on a reality show to get on the Traitors.
Well,
You don't just pop on to Traitors.
Traitors Season 1,
yeah, they did
have randos.
You're right.
They did have random people.
Yeah.
Or maybe they'd be like, WEEI's Rich Keefe is going to be on the show this year.
People all over the country are like, wow.
I've always...
You know he got a callback from MTV?
I've always liked the idea of like Price is Right or Family Feud, but that's like a one-off and then you're out of there.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, if you parlay yourself into an actual reality show...
No, reality show is absolutely the answer. The question is which one.
So, I think, to me, Traitors.
Traitors is great. I love Big Brother.
If 20 years ago, Challenge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just get smoked and everything.
I know I would be horrible on the Challenge.
Yeah.
I couldn't do heights.
Yeah, I couldn't do any snake stuff.
I would not.
But they haven't had a lot of snake stuff.
No. I think I'd be good at the eating ones. I think I'd be good at the eating challenges. Eating gross stuff?
Oh, yeah. Just eating bowl balls.
Don't even care. Like, I'd be fine with that.
Yep.
Couldn't do heights. I would literally tap out on some of the heights ones.
But most of the heights ones are above water, which I could do.
Yeah.
The one year they did it in between skyscrapers?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I'm probably out on that.
I could do the above water ones, I think.
Most of them are.
No, no. When you're 40 stories up on a building, I don't care that I'm harnessed in. I can't.
And you get Veronica trying to unhook your carabiner?
No.
Remember that one?
No. That was...
They're like, anything goes.
No, that was Julie who tried to unhook Veronica.
My bad.
Yes,
Veronica almost died.
Come on, Keith. This is why you didn't get the show.
No, Veronica.
Good point.
Veronica legitimately almost died.
So they did a...
Mormon Julie was ready to drop her from 20 stories up.
But this was a little bit more reckless back in the day.
Yeah.
So they had these two people on each side of, like, in between these skyscrapers.
Yeah.
And they had them, like, harnessed up, and then they were like, you got to get to the other side, and you can't let the other person get to the other side. That was all it was.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay. So people would kind of fight, and they'd
Red,
move on.
Rover on, like, a, not even a zip line, on, like, a line from one giant skyscraper to the other.
And so this one lunatic, Julie, goes, like, sliding out there. They're, like, hand boxing for a second. And then she, like, grabs the carabiner, tries to, like, unhook her. And like, whoa! And everyone's yelling. They can't hear
people
it.
People were like, no! Yeah! Veronica was calling to production.
Would have died.
No, she easily would have
easily
died.
Easily would have died.
Yeah, we would have witnessed the death. On the challenge.
But anyway, so the answer is reality show.
The answer is reality. I think I'd go Big Brother. And here's how I'd play it.
Oh, no,
I wouldn't want to go at it at my current age.
Yeah.
55?
I was going to say,
60?
Old Jones.
Here's how Big Brother works. Twitch, Mitch, if you're out there listening, you know. Here's how Big Brother works. Okay. If you're an old, they're gonna try to vote you out the first episode, okay?
They don't like the olds.
You're going to be on the block on the first episode.
Hmm.
All you got to do, you got to survive the first episode. Clear run to jury.
Then you're good?
You're good for a long time.
Interesting.
The olds, you either go right home or you go on a run. And I would want to go on Big Brother as an old. Yeah. Young at heart. Like a Pete Carroll old.
Yeah. If it was a game show, though, is there one game show you'd want to go on right now?
Definitely not Jeopardy. I'd get schooled on Jeopardy.
I think Family Feud, because Family Feud
Feud's a good one.
Winner stays on, so you could keep rolling.
Billy, you like The Feud.
Love The Feud.
Yeah, I
love The Feud, but I think I'm leaning towards Price is Right. But the problem is with The Price is Right, a lot of chips have to fall your way.
Yes.
Like, you gotta get picked, you gotta win, and then you're hoping you get Plinko. That's not guaranteed.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, like, if I can guarantee that I would get on there.
You get to the showcase.
Get Plinko, spin the big wheel in the showcase showdown, and get to the showcase. It's easily.
Yeah, because you might be up there on the front. Even if you get picked, right? For the sake of this argument, you're not just in the crowd. You get picked. You're yelling $1, Bob, for, like, 10 goes, and you never get up there. Like, that sucks.
It's true.
Here's the key. Yeah. It's like, you have to be, back to what Jones was saying, if you're an older person, you're more likely to get picked.
Yep.
If you show up in your military outfit, you're getting on there.
Yeah.
Or if you homemade shirt,
you got to go Stolen Valor.
And you risk Stolen Valor just to get called up by Drew Carey?
Or, yeah.
You got to dress like Silk the Shaka and get up there.
And you need to freak out in the runway. You need to freak out when you get picked.
Unfortunately, we don't have time to do a quick top five here, but your top five Cash Money millionaires, Silk the Shocker would be high on that, I think.
I think he'd be fairly high.
Yeah. Was he a Cash Money millionaire?
I don't know. See, now you
was just... he Cash Money, or was he, well, who was
no, he's
Master
No
P?
Limit. No, he's No Limit.
No, no Limit.
My mistake. I'm sorry.
Oh, Master P?
Yeah, Master P.
No Limit Soldier in their golden tank.
Yeah, my mistake. Not a Cash Money millionaire. No, he's a No Limit Soldier. It's right there in front of me.
Better.
That's embarrassing.
Now I get it.
This is why I don't want to be on game shows.
Oh, you get smoked.
Yeah,
on Jeopardy, you're
too much.
Like,
I couldn't
Cash Money Millionaire.
Couldn't come up with American Gladiators earlier.
Can I play on the kids version of Jeopardy? Sir, you're 40 years old.
Yeah, no. On the bright side, though, they never get the sports categories right, so you can clean up an hour.
This is true.
But you have to pray that you get one.
These
otherwise, it's like potent potables, and you're like, I don't know.
These dorks, though, never
I killed it at Rock and Roll Jeopardy, but not being a musician, I wasn't allowed on.
Rock and Roll Jeopardy was good. Sports Jeopardy was great.
Sports Jeopardy, great.
Stump the Schwab?
Stump the Schwab, very good.
That'd be a good game to go on.
What if you could do, like, original Regis, may he rest in peace, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah, but you get to, like, the 10,000 mark, and then it gets really kind of hairy.
Too much pressure.
That
game's too much pressure.
They build you.
Your dad let him know you're about to win $1 million.
Yeah.
You've got to hoard your lifelines.
With, like, false confidence at the beginning. Like, for $100, what planet are we on?
You're like, Jesus.
Come on.
See Earth?
This is probably a trick question.
Like, this is going to be easy. And then, like, the third one
you
is something.
Split them on that
I overthink those early ones. I'm like, I think they're throwing me a curveball.
I want to call my buddy Jeff.
Like, already?
Okay. Yeah, he's real smart.
Yeah. Like, okay. We live on Earth, sir. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on any of those Would You Rathers, especially the last one. I enjoyed that one very much. And we'll get back into Mike Vrabel, The Hire, Getting very, very good grades, thought of very highly nationally. How would you grade the Mike Vrabel hire? We'll do that next.